The Jaguars back to work on a hot Thursday in Jacksonville. Preparations for this Sunday's matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs continue. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields this afternoon. One player not involved, Mercedes Lewis, did not bring a helmet to practice today. His calf tightened up during Wednesday's practice. Something to watch moving forward this week before the Kansas City game. Blaine Gabbert listed as limited in Wednesday's practice, did take some reps in team drills. Gus Bradley said yesterday that the decision might go right up to game time on Sunday as to whether Blaine or Chad Henne will start under center. There's confidence in the locker room that the offense can score with either quarterback calling signals.
We worked with either guy during the course of training camp when they were battling for the spot. They both got a good amount of number one reps. And we feel confident no matter, you know, who's the quarterback, if it's Chad, if it's Blaine, if Blaine can't go. We feel confident that we'll move the ball with both quarterbacks back there and score the same way. So it doesn't affect us that much. We've got to do our job.
The great thing with both Chad and Blaine is they do everything very similar. The way they take control of the huddle, snaps, things like that, directing the plays and things like that. So really, they both do a tremendous job back there. And, for us, it's just about, protecting for them. And they do a great job communicating. So there's really no difference in that sense, I guess.
Of course, the status of Blaine Gabbert and the quarterback situation will be a story right up until game time on Sunday. Today, we start a brand new feature on Inside the Jaguars called Behind Enemy Lines. We take a look at a key part of the opponent for the coming week and get a Jags perspective on it. Of course, this week, the Kansas City Chiefs, you look under center, Alex Smith on about his 15th different offense in his career. You look at Dwayne Bowe on the outside. They can throw the ball around to him, too. Let's go in the backfield, though. Jamaal Charles is back there. He tore his left ACL in week 2 of 2011, but bounced back last season with his second Pro Bowl campaign. It was over 1,500 yards on the ground, his third straight 1,000-yard season when on the field. And this 86-yard touchdown scamper against Indy last year was one of three scoring runs of 80 yards or longer for Charles in 2012. Jags middle linebacker Paul Posluszny knows from his experience with Buffalo that Charles can score from anywhere on the field.
He has elite speed. Not a lot of guys can match his speed. So we were going to have to get a lot of guys to the football. They're really going to have to hustle, get guys to the ball, surround him and swarm him, and not let him break that long run. In 2010, he had a really good game against us. We let him get outside a couple times, break some long runs, and he has that type of speed that once he turns the corner, nobody's going to catch him. So that's what we have to prevent here.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier talks about the most pressing issue of this week, Jaguars quarterbacks.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. In 3 days from the 2013 Jaguars season, amazingly, a huge offseason question remains. Who will start at quarterback in the regular season opener? Well, we still don't know. And this has nothing to do with indecision or controversy, and everything to do with Blaine Gabbert's injured right thumb, now the last major unknown entering kickoff weekend. As many observers believe Gabbert will play Sunday as believe he won't, with really no hints from Gabbert or Gus Bradley. This isn't a case of hiding something. No one truly knows if Gabbert will be ready or not. And as much as everybody wants an answer, we're probably still a ways away from that. Pain and the ability to grip well enough to throw apparently are the issues. Because of that, the final few hours from Saturday night into Sunday morning could be enough to get Gabbert from being unready to ready. How much does this hurt? Well, it doesn't help. But the game plan won't change much based on whether Gabbert plays or backup Chad Henne. And the skill players are comfortable with each. Bottom line, the Jaguars really want Gabbert to play. He's their best quarterback, and being the starter gives them the best chance to win. His status likely comes down to being able to throw effectively and take snaps. They may not know if he can do that until Sunday, which means, amazingly, the question that dominated Jaguars talk all offseason may not get answered until hours before the game.
Thank you, John. Remember tonight, 6:30, the 2013 kickoff pep rally inside the Bud Light Zone and South End Zone stands at Everbank Field. Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell will address the crowd and then head upstairs for the Roar Cheerleaders calendar launch party. That's at 7 o'clock inside the Terrace Suite patio. A busy night tonight at Everbank Field. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Final practice day Friday in preparation for the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, we'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.